This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Thousands more Coloradans became eligible today for the COVID vaccine. Governor Polis says residents 70 and older and essential workers like teachers and grocery store employees are now eligible. The number of known cases of COVID-19 in Pueblo County is improving. Spokesman Randy Evett says they saw a smaller than expected surge after Thanksgiving. He's hoping for the same after Christmas and New Year's and is asking residents to stay vigilant and not gather in large groups.
Those are the actions that make a difference in terms of where our numbers go.
Meanwhile, Pueblo's curfew to help stem the spread of COVID-19 expires early Friday morning. Heat and hot water are running again in Aspen. CPR Sam Brash reports authorities think vandalism may have caused the natural gas outage.
Black Hills Energy says about 65% of customers had their service restored as of last night. The company expects almost all occupied homes and businesses will have their gas back by Thursday. Federal authorities are now helping local law enforcement investigate the cause. Police found evidence of tampering at three Black Hills sites over the weekend. Two had equipment with graffiti reading Earth First, the name of a radical environmental group. But Assistant Aspen Police Chief Bill Lynn says his office contacted the organization, where someone told him the group doesn't usually claim actions with graffiti. No one else has taken credit for the vandalism. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
19 in Grand Junction going down to 10 overnight, 11 in Vail going down to 6 above tonight. This is CPR News.